This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Police in Colorado are cracking down on impaired drivers. KRCC's Andrea Chalvin reports.
An average of 71 people are arrested daily for driving under the influence in Colorado. That's according to the State Department of Transportation. The new multi-agency effort comes after a crackdown around St. Patrick's Day that resulted in nearly 250 DUI arrests. Colorado Springs and Thornton Police Departments and the Larimer County Sheriff's Office arrested the most people at that time outside of the state patrol. The new enforcement period lasts through much of April. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
One person died and two others were badly injured when a fire broke out at a South Denver apartment complex yesterday. This happened at the Ivy Crossing Apartments on South Quebec Street. According to South Metro Fire Rescue officials, some people were trapped inside their units and forced to jump out of windows. The building was not equipped with fire sprinklers. An Arizona-based conglomerate has bought five newspapers in Colorado's High Country. They include publications out of Leadville, Buena Vista, Salida, and Fairplay. They were bought by the O'Rourke Media Group. CEO Jim O'Rourke says the print editions will remain, but websites will be redesigned.
The paywalls are absolutely going to go away. You know, all of our content that we publish online is free.
O'Rourke says they'll keep all current staff. Another day of nice weather across Colorado. Highs in the 70s for Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.